Hi, Kong Hui from China here. I think Secretary Johnson mentioned that in 4 October that Ms. Raisa Han repeated an untruth which was inconsistent with what she had shared with the party earlier. So why wasn't there an immediate for other MPs to step up to help her to update the situation instead of waiting for the next sitting session in November?
Thank you for that question. The untruth was mentioned by Raisa Khan in the first place. It was for her to correct the parliamentary record, and that was the position that the Workers' Party MPs took. Yes.
Ms. Mona already said that it was up to Raisa to correct the untruth.
Nicholas, could you just give me a second? Nicholas, you may want to identify. I mean, I know who you are, but you may want to identify yourself.
I'm Nicholas from Yahoo News.
Thank you.
So, as you were saying earlier, that the party position it was up to Raisa to correct this untruth that she had said it herself. But having said that, to allow that untruth to remain uncorrected,
yes.
Isn't that damaging to the party and also wouldn't have exacerbated the issue and resulted in more questions, not just from Sengkang residents, but
Yes.
all voters in Singapore?
I mean, Nicholas, that's a fair question. You see, each Workers' Party MP is a leader in his or her own right. And if you have done something wrong, it is your responsibility to set the record right. And indeed, there was a risk that the issue would be exacerbated. But only Raisa knew the truth of what she had said and what she had experienced. And it was for her to clarify that on the record. And I think that would have been only adequately communicated through her personally.
No, I do agree that if I mean, if you say that you should own it, but again, it comes back to the issue of it's damaging to the party itself.
Yes.
And again, now that question has come up of what did the party know, when did it know,
Sure.
and which you have to really clarify. But again, wouldn't that have resulted in long-term damage to the party if the party had not come out and said, this is what really happened?
I think this is a judgment call we have to make. If we verbalize what she told us and that information was incorrect, I'm not sure whether the consequence would have been worse, where Ms. Khan later may come out and say, actually, no, that's not really the whole truth of what was said. So that's why my earlier point as to she having to take ownership and responsibility for what was done in Parliament. Yes.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Deborah.
So I was just wondering, if Raisa had not made the admission eventually, at any point in time would the leadership decide to step in, given that it's been so long drawn since she made the first?
Deborah, it's a fair question. It's also hypothetical to an extent, but certainly an MP cannot be expected to leave an untruth on the record. She would have had to clarify it at some point, but that became moot by the time the Minister for Home Affairs put the question to her, and I beg your pardon, she repeated what was the untruth that she originally communicated. But certainly, if you want to continue as an MP, if you want to continue as a respectable political party, you know of this fact, I think there's only one outcome. It would have to be clarified.
Just a follow-up on that, was there any consideration on the MP's part that it may take internal action against her, knowing that she had admitted an untruth?
I think that really also comes down to some questions which I have noticed online about why the disciplinary panel, I think, was formed after she made those admissions. Like I iterated to Nicholas, I think it was important that she set the record right in Parliament and that she had the opportunity to do that first. Her mistake was something that she had to own up to and take responsibility for. Once that was done and the truth of the matter was established on the record, disciplinary action from a party perspective would follow, and that's what happened. The sequence was important because it was important to establish what and why Raisa did what she did, and Parliament was the correct platform for her to make that correction. It's also hypothetical, but she may well have resigned earlier had disciplinary proceedings been initiated prematurely, leaving the parliamentary record not corrected by her. And this, in my view, would not have been acceptable. Yes, UNC.
From the Straits Times. Can I just ask, you mentioned that you gave, based on her state of mind at that time, you gave her some time to settle the matter with the family first. Did you give her any deadline by which she should correct the mistake? And also, other than harm to the party, the fact that she made such allegations about the police is also quite serious. So what were your thoughts on, you know, allowing these allegations to persist, and eventually it did last for about 3 months, where whoever would have read her speech or watched videos of it might, you know, continue thinking that the police had actually done.
I'll deal with the second question first. Indeed, that was a call that had to be made about what had been said against the police. Raisa, I think, has apologized to the police force. I just met some members of the police who look after a part of Aljunied Hougang Town one or 2 weeks ago. I mean, we work very professionally with one another, but to the extent that this episode has cast some aspersions on them in any way, I apologize to the police, and this should not have happened. But as a sitting MP, I must say that it cannot be the case that MPs do not raise issues of concern with regard to any government authority in Parliament. I mean, that's something that we have the prerogative to do. But certainly, to expect it to be substantiated is par for the course. Your first question about the timeline, no, I did not give her a direct timeline. It was my judgment into her state of mind. But it was quite clear in October that nothing was coming forward at that point, I believe. If my memory serves me right, Leader of the House, Ms. Indrani Raja, also asked her a question about the delay from the moment she made her speech on the 3rd of August and the question that the Minister for Home Affairs put to her on the 4th of October, and she answered, it was a two-part answer, and she said that she had to speak to her family members and loved ones, and that process was prolonged, and I suppose one could make an argument that it could have been faster, but in my judgment, given where she was emotionally, I took the decision that she had to close that loop with her parents. Yes.
I'm one from Rice Media. So I can't help but draw a parallel to the 2012 Yaw Shin Leong incident. That one took 1 month between the allegations and the dismissal. But in this case here, the allegations were made in August when she first made the allegations. So why the difference in the time frame regarding her judgment?
Thank you, Sean. I think the two episodes were quite different. One was an episode that occurred in Parliament, and the parliamentary record had to be set right, and I think we were quite determined that that had to be done. The question, of course, is one's judgment as to whether that person would come up and say the real reason why she would carry a lie over something to many people, I think, is quite inexplicable. Once that was done, then we had to conduct and carry out the process to assess where we stand as a party on what was done in Parliament, the conduct in Parliament. The disciplinary panel was formed expeditiously. It went about its work, but it also had to consider questions of natural justice. She spoke to us twice. The second one was her request to come and talk to us. We also invited her to present herself to the CEC and to explain her case, but she had resigned by then. As I mentioned earlier in my speech, we spoke to various party members also to get their views and to take them on board. So there were a number of things that we wanted to do, and we did not feel that we had to rush that process. She is an MP after all, and I think it was important to ensure that natural justice took its course. On the Yaw Shin Leong matter, if I cast my memory back, I was a CEC member at that time. Yaw Shin Leong did not account himself to the party after the allegations were made. I think he did not address the media. He did not address the party. The party was willing to give him some space to get himself organized, but this just went on, and it went on to a point where this was just unreasonable conduct. This was not acceptable. And so the party took the decision to fire him, to sack him. And so I suppose the circumstances are a bit different. I mean, the situation is a little different. But I think something has been said in Parliament, an untruth has been carried in Parliament, and the person responsible for that untruth has to clear the air. If there are no further questions, yes, Nicholas.
Going back again to what you said about the Workers' Party MP having to clarify what they said, they themselves said in the House, I'm just wondering, why isn't Raisa here now to explain her actions?
Nicholas, I think she's been dismissed. She's not, I beg your pardon, she's resigned from the party. And so this is a party matter that we have got to carry forward. And this is what we're doing now.